Scripture to Comfort, written by Megan Kleppinger, read by Liz Canoy. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. If you have ever suffered a broken relationship and or heart, the loss of a loved one, or any number of other devastations, then you know about that pain. It's that pain that originates in the bottom of your stomach and initially feels like a big numb ball. Later, it develops into a raw gnawing that can only be equated to burning stabs of fire. It makes its way up through the intestines and finally settles in the throat, choking out all attempted spoken words and creating such an excruciating sensation that tears are sure to follow. Like any other person who has spent more than a few days on this planet, I know that pain well. It comes quickly, and when it does, it's difficult to believe that it will ever go away. It brings about sorrow, grief, and as it eventually begins to fade away, it brings guilt. This has been a tough year for my family. We've lost friends, and recently, just a few short weeks ago, my grandfather. I know I'm not an anomaly, and that people all over the world are suffering a similar pain. So as I began to pray about what I should write about for this week, I started thinking about what has really been helpful for me during these times. Friends and family have been great, but most of all, Scripture has been comforting me. My hope is that the Scripture I share with you will be beneficial to you as you grieve, or that you can use it to minister to others who are suffering. Peace I leave you with. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let it be fearful. John 14:27. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Romans 5:5. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. The world is passing away, and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. 1 John 2:17. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. Revelation 21:4. And finally, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Intersecting faith and life. Go to the Word of God for comfort. In the words of Matthew Henry, the Word of God gives us great help in attaining the peace we need. It is living, very lively, and active in seizing the conscience of the sinner, in cutting him to the heart, and in comforting him, and binding up the wounds of the soul. It is powerful. It convinces powerfully, converts powerfully, and comforts powerfully. For further reading, please check out Revelation 21:3-5.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.